All right, now we're recording something about the games.
So when I got to Commerce City, I saw those three games. And two of them I didn't know. The one on the left, I knew them. But the two on the right, I didn't know them at all. I was like, man, these new games just keep showing up. But I noticed that all of them had weapons in their hands. They had pistols. And I was like, Lord, you gotta help me. You gotta show me what to say, what to do. But the two gangs on the right, they were just talking to each other. They weren't aiming pistols at each other. They weren't talking, like, angry talk. They were just talking. But the one gang on the left, they was standing there looking at the both gangs. But they were over here to the left. And I was like, so I got out of my pickup with my Bible and I started walking to where the two gangs were. And I was like, Lord, you gotta give me wisdom. As I was walking towards them, all both of those gangs, they all put their weapons away. And I was like, thank you, Lord, for answering Blue Mustang's prayer. Because I can't tell you the last time I had a pistol on my head. Or on my heart. That's just a blessing. And they put all their weapons away. I looked over to the left and the gang that was standing over here to the left, they started putting their weapons away because they noticed the two gangs doing the same thing. But they didn't even know why. Excuse me. And then, so I got to the two gangs and they said, Sonny, you came at the right time, man, because we were talking about having to go and chase off this other gang. We don't know them either, man. It's like, they look pretty tough, but we're not gonna put up with anything, man. This is our park, and we're not gonna share it. I said, well, let me go and talk to him first. He goes, I think you better wait, because they're coming over here. I'm like, okay. There was 42 guys in the gang on the left. As soon as they got there, they're like, hey, man, what do you want? And I told Charlie, I said, hey, Charlie, let me talk to these guys first, man. He goes, go ahead, Sonny. Hey, this is Sonny. He's a preacher around here, man. He tells us about Jesus. He gives us breakfast burritos from Blue Mustang. And he's not a bad guy. So don't touch him. Don't hurt him. You touch him, then we have a problem. But otherwise, just listen to what he's got to say. And the leader over there said, his name was Freddie. He goes, hey, we're wondering if you were Sonny, because I was told that this guy that talks about Jesus all the time has a big monster truck. And that's a monster truck. So you're Sonny. So we also heard that you have breakfast burritos, man, because we're really, really hungry. And Charlie over here said, hey, man, I don't know if he has enough for you guys. I said, I have enough food for all of you. It's about sharing, remember? You might not want to share this park, but I have to share the breakfast at this park. We share it. This is the food that God provided for you guys. And Charlie's right-hand man, oh my gosh, his name's Gilbert. He's built like a big building. He said, we have to share our breakfast too and our park? Come on, man. Like, there's not gonna be enough food. I said, God will multiply it. And then one kid, his name's Stephen, he goes, I remember a story in the Bible. I said, you do, man? Which story do you remember? He goes, well, the thing is, this little boy, man, he had a fish in this little basket. And he had like two or three little pieces of bread, man. And he showed up where Jesus was, man. And Jesus says, we need to feed these people. There was thousands and thousands of people. And then he goes, then the little boy walked up to Jesus and said, hey, you know, I don't have very much, but you can have whatever I have. You know, and the disciples were, Sonny, help me, man, because I don't remember the whole story. I said, the disciples said, how can we feed so many with so such little food? And God says, feed them. So they brought baskets, and he started putting fish and bread in these baskets.
Well, remember, he prayed for it first.
And yeah. He said, remember, God says to feed the people. He supplied it, multiplied it. And then that kid goes, Stephen goes, that's right, man. Like he did multiply all that food, just like he's gonna multiply these burritos. He goes, I wanna pray. And I'm like, oh, no, these are gang members, yeah, man. Yeah. This kid had two pistols on him. He had a lot of scars from all the fights, but he says, I wanna pray. I haven't prayed since I was 15, man. I wanna pray. I said, go ahead. He goes, everybody, you have to move your caps off because that's what we did at church. I was like, atta boy, you know? So everybody took their caps off. Remember, these are gang members. They're facing each other with pistols. Like, but Stephen was anointed by God. He loves God. And he goes, let me see, how do I start it? Help me, Sonny. I said, thank you, Lord, for this day. Oh, that's a good start. He goes, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the burritos. Thank you for Sonny. Thank you for Blue Mustang. And help us not to eat so much that we get sick. And just protect us today. In Jesus' name, amen. That's a kid that's in a gang,
yeah,
praying.
Yeah.
He goes, how did I do, Sonny? And I said, that was perfect, man. Good job. He goes, I love praying. I love talking to God. And the leader goes, are you a gangster or are you a Christian now? He goes, I was a Christian. Now I'm a gangster, but I'm questioning all that right now. So, but right now, I want a burrito.
Yeah.
So I started laying out the burritos, and they ate. I had plenty of burritos. They were eating and eating and talking. Pretty soon they started talking about baseball. I could hear them. As they were talking, I was walking around all of them, praying over them, sharing the word of God with them. I read John 3:16 to them. I read John 14:6, Jeremiah 29:11. These are verses that penetrate hearts right away. John 3:16, man, those guys, they all knew it because of Tim Tebow. Because, oh yeah, Tim Tebow had it on him all the time, man. It's like, I know that verse. Tim Tebow not only wore that, but he lived it. Mm-hmm. And those boys saw that. They remember that. So see, that's the testimony. And then they said, Sonny, is it true that God can forgive you of all your sins? Like you said that God forgives us. Well, does he forget all of them or just a few of them? I said, he'll forgive all of them. But you gotta ask for forgiveness first. So the gang on the left said, hey man, I gotta go. This is too much for me, man. Like, thank you for breakfast, thank Blue Mustang, but we gotta go. I said, well, before you guys go, let me pray with you guys first. And guess who comes and stands right next to me on the right side? Stephen. He comes over, and I was praying that God would protect them and love them, that they would find the key to their hearts so they could give it to God, so they could open their hearts up to the Lord. And when I peeked over to the right, when I was praying, Stephen had his cap off, but his right hand was aiming towards the gang members. And I'm like, this young man is not going to be a gangster the rest of the day. He's going home. So after I got done praying with him, Freddie goes, yeah, man, thanks for praying for us. thank Blue Mustang. He goes, I'll have to give you a call sometime, man. I got some more questions. But I gave them all my ministry cards to all of them. And when they left, I looked at Steven and I said, Steven, I think you better call your mom and dad because you're going to go home today. He goes, you know what? I want to be a youth pastor, man. That's what I've always wanted to be in the first place. I'm going to be a youth pastor, man. I'm going home. So he rededicated his heart in front of the other two gangs that were there. And he cried when he called his mom and dad.
So he's the only one of that whole gang that stayed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, man. So you could hear his mom and dad crying on the phone. They said, we're coming to get you right now. He hadn't seen his parents for 2 years straight. He hadn't seen them. But it took prayer. It took, he knew the story about the basket, the fish and all that. But God just started working on his heart. And he didn't hold back. He just started crying. He goes, all those testimonies in the Bible, man, they're starting to come back to my head. Because it was so full of sin, he said. Now it's full of Jesus Christ again. He goes, I'm never going to walk away from him ever again. And the other gang members are like, so you mean to tell me you've been a Christian and then you walked away? And he goes, Christian isn't, I mean, sometimes we walk away, you know. It's like, things don't go our way, so like we kind of look for our own way. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, I told him, he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. We got to keep our eyes on his kingdom and his word. We can't look, because everything around us is temporary. Jesus Christ is eternal. And then he's like, Stephen goes, that's true, man. I'm never going to get my eyes off of God's word ever again. And then he goes, do any of you guys need prayer? Because we'll pray for you guys. Yeah, he was on fire for God. He was like, but he was on fire for God before.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them came up. We prayed with all of them. But some came up for specific prayer. And then they said, Sonny, we got to go, man. We're going to have to leave. I was like, hey, man, today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow's never promised, man, not even for me. And then one by one started crying. It took Stephen's heart to step out in faith at the time to say, you know what? I'm done being a gangster, man, no more. I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ, fully rededicate my heart. One by one, one of the gangs, they got in their cars and left. Not even 20 minutes, here they come back. Like, Sonny, we were driving away and then we all started calling each other saying, you know what? Wouldn't it be nice to go back home to our family? Like, this life out here, it's not worth it. Like, I got to ask some questions with Sonny. So they all turned back and they came back. He says, answer me this. Does God, when we make a mistake, will God forgive us every time? I said, man, every time. But don't keep doing the same sin just to keep testing God, man. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, son, you know what? We all want to go home. Will you pray with our parents when they get here? Because my parents were drug addicts, man. That's why I left. And when their parents got there, especially the leader's parents got there, they weren't drug addicts anymore. Mm-hmm. They were loving the Lord. And they went to the Lord because they lost their son. He ran away. They couldn't find him. So, and now he was standing before him, telling him, if you don't give your heart to Jesus, I'm not going back home. They go, we already did. We're Christians. We love the Lord. It's like, so they cried. I didn't get done with those guys till about 9 something that night because the families, they just kept coming.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? We keep praying for them. I didn't leave until every single one of them left. And they left with their parents. They, some had their own cars, of course, but it was amazing. But see, if we walk by faith, not by sight, then God honors that. Like, when I got there, I saw three gangs full of pistols. Like, I could have easily said, you know what, they're going to shoot each other. I better get out there. I could have easily just walked away, but that's not what God has called me to do. If I would have gone by sight, then you would have said, these guys are going to fight. It's not going to be good. But instead of seeing that, God showed me their hearts and how broken they were and how much they needed him. So I walked right in the midst of them. That's what God sent me. That's what he does. It took all day, but you know what? It was worth it. I just love what God does.
Is that one it?
Yeah.